Good morning. We're now joined by today's honorary pace car driver, WWE star Tiffany Stratton. Today she's trading the mat for the asphalt. Tiffany, you're used to walking into arenas with thousands of fans. What was your reaction when you first stepped out here at the track today?
It's huge here. I did not realize how big the track is. I'm excited to be the honorary pace car driver. Hopefully no one bumps into me, because I heard that that's kind of a thing. They like to mess with the pace car driver, but I'm super excited. This is such a cool opportunity.
If you have a question for Tiffany, please raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. Tiffany, the pace car sets the tone for the race. Any pressure that you're feeling right now? Any nerves? How was your practice session this morning?
I'm very nervous right now. I thought it was just going to be one lap, but apparently it's a couple of laps. I'm supposed to go 55 miles per hour. That felt a little fast, I'm not going to lie, but I'm excited.
Question in the front.
Alan Cavana, PRN. You're at the top of your profession. What's it like to come to another sport and see, you know, those drivers, the athletes, also at the top of their profession? What's that like from your perspective?
Obviously, I feel like I have no idea what it's like to be a NASCAR race car driver. I'm sure the training is also rigorous. I come from a gymnastics background, so my entire life I've had to train for stuff and compete at a very high level. And it looks like these drivers also compete at a very high level with thousands of fans. So it's very cool to be here and watch it on the track, and I'm super excited.
Morning, WrestleMania is back next month here. You know, last year, what was your experience like with WrestleMania being in Vegas, and what can the fans look forward to this year?
This year we have so many different superstars. Last year was my first ever WrestleMania. I got to actually have a dream match of mine against Charlotte Flair, and I retained my championship, so that was awesome. How amazing was it that I got to be in Las Vegas? I feel like there's no better place to host a WrestleMania other than Las Vegas, and we're coming back here April 18th and 19th for Vegas, for WrestleMania again, and I can't wait, because the crowd and the fans here is, it's just electric, and the energy, I feel like this is like an adult playground, so I feel like the fans are going to have fun here while they're here for wrestling and WrestleMania.
Also, WWE, Raw, and SmackDown at T-Mobile as well. In the blue shirt.
Tom Zaleski, Ann County today. Good morning, Tiffany. Have you driven fast before, and have you ever been busted for a ticket on the highway?
Yeah, of course. I've been busted for a ticket. Actually, fun fact, my dad forced everybody in my family to be able to drive a stick shift car. So my first car ever was a stick shift car. Actually, my first car was a 1999 Toyota Camry, and then I got a Honda Civic, and it actually was passed down from my dad to me, so, and it had a stick shift. So I actually know how to drive stick, little fun fact. So I have, you know, I do like to drive fast. I'm a little bit of a rambunctious driver, I do say. But I am super excited to be on the track. I can't wait. I have two cars. I have a Tesla Model Y and a Jeep Wrangler.
Tiffany, drivers are known for intense rivalries. Wrestling is built on them. What is the secret to a great rivalry?
That's a really good question. Last year, me and Charlotte had a very heated rivalry. She was my idol growing up, and I think that in itself was such a good story. You know, you have like the new up and comer, and then you have like the old veteran. So that right there was such a cool story to tell on our way to WrestleMania. And I feel like we have a couple of really heated stories right now. We have Liv Morgan versus Stephanie Vaquer for the title, Jade Cargill versus Rhea Ripley. That's pretty heated right now, and I'm excited to see how everything plays out.
Any more questions for Tiffany? Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. You said you were a little bit nervous about going 55 in front of the field. I mean, these guys can go 180, so you won't be going that fast. But what makes you nervous about being in front of all these race cars?
So what made me nervous is what I said earlier. Apparently, they like to give the pace car drivers a little love tap. That kind of freaks me out a little bit. And then as I was driving around the track, going 55 felt really fast. That did not feel like a normal speed. So I'm kind of nervous about going 55 and, you know, making those sharp turns. But I think I'll be fine. I hope so. I felt fast.
Question, your back left.
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for Pittsburgh's Media Group. Tiffany, the evolution of women in wrestling has seen women go from managers to now be playing starring roles. So what does it mean to you to be a part of the era where women are now sharing the stage with the men?
I mean, I feel like the evolution of the women's division has grown and evolved so much. We had women main eventing WrestleManias a couple of times now. So I think the women right now are on fire. I feel like you turn on Raw, you turn on SmackDown, you turn on NXT, and the women are kind of the highlight of the shows nowadays, especially down in NXT. I think Shawn Michaels does such a good job at that. So I don't know. I feel like for me, I always like watching the women, and maybe it's because I'm a woman, and I like to focus on the competition and see what other women are up to and what storylines they're in. But I feel like the women are more exciting to watch than the men.
Tiffany, to your front right.
Tiffany, Shane Beck here, Racing Fan Radio Media Group. I've got to ask, you, Kyle Busch, one of the drivers, who would you like to take down, give a DDT to, or maybe a pile driver?
Ooh, any of the race car drivers I want?
Who is it? Who do you have your eye on?
You know, I don't really know any of their names, but I'll take on any of them. If anyone wants to step up to the plate, maybe I can hit my prettiest moonsault ever, which is my finisher, on them off of one of the cars. If anyone wants to step up, please, let's go.
And as a follow-up, in a cage match between WWE fans and NASCAR fans, who's coming out on top?
Oh, did you guys see my Elimination Chamber performance? That was in a cage. I'm very well versed in cage matches, so I'm coming out on top.
Tiffany, thanks for being here with us today. Good luck being the honorary pace car driver, and have a great day here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Thank you, guys.